so we gave us the power, so we he's showing out, that's why we.
Yo, we are back, episode 8 of season 2 of Not the Same Podcast Sports Show, hosted by this one word, C. Micah, and that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We're glad, gracious, and very happy to be back with y'all with another podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? Back like we never left. Hopefully, you tuned in last night for a good Bible study, man. It was a good time, man. But with that being said, man, we got sports to talk about. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, Facebook, even Twitter again, we're back on Twitter again. You know what I'm saying? Do what you see on the screen.
IG too, man. Don't forget about the IG, folks.
We ain't on IG, man. Them angles ain't right. Hit a like and subscribe if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit the notification bell so you can be notified when we are live, as we are right now, exclusively on them places we said, YouTube, Facebook, where else? Twitter. Replay on Instagram and that there. Go ahead, bro.
That's and all like the pirate screens. You one word we doing. Got all these other spots we
had. I know it ain't exclusive. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no exclusive. You get that exclusivity tomorrow. But
tomorrow,
today
Thursdays. But any other today, day, we for the streets.
This stream for the streets. Everybody can get it.
Anyway, yo, man, we want to give a shout out to our.
That's stupid.
I'm trying to be cool, bro. Hey, look. We want to give a...
What's up, man?
Our rebroadcasters, man. Our MTMV Famo, Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, His Hot Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. Those are the rebroadcasters. If y'all want to be a rebroadcaster of the Not the Same Podcast, yo, hit our inbox up. Just like y'all get our inbox up, and we'll talk about that a little later.
What's up, Hagans?
And yeah, man, that's what we can do. But like we said, for this sports show is for the streets. Y'all make sure y'all let it out, share it, let it know, let them know we own right now talking about these sports.
Yeah. Don't be stingy. You know what I'm saying? Don't be stingy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow it's fully committed. But today
fully committed. But for these sports, ain't no fun if the homies ain't in, bro.
And the entire Hades is going on with this show. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man. Hey, if you're on social media, man, look us up. If you're on Twitter, follow us. Follow if you're watching us on Twitter. What up, though? But if you're on Twitter, follow us, Not the Same Pod. If you're on Instagram, follow us, Not the Same Podcast. If you're on Facebook, Not the Same Podcast. If you're on TikTok, before they get banned, follow us on Not the Same Podcast. And every other pirated stream, just search Not the Same Podcast. Reddit, wherever, you'll find us on Not the Same Podcast. We'll be very, very glad if you come through and give us a follow. From here on out, we'll be playing our replays a little bit later in the evening of the Not the Same Podcast on Instagram. We was going to go live on Instagram, but it shows about that much of us on the camera, and you just hear it, and we be like, hey, y'all, just go to iTunes and listen to this joint, Google Music or wherever, YouTube Music or something, wherever you getting your audio, because you ain't gonna be able to see it. But on the replay, when you click it, it's totally free. You can see us fully. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just want to see your comments live. So if you want to comment live and get responded to live, come catch the live show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter.
In one of them other areas.
Yeah, one of them other areas. With that being said, man, let's go and get into what's poppin'.
Get it.
Somebody tell me what's poppin'. All right, this is our What's Poppin' segment when me and Rob talk about some new stuff. But, I forget. We're going to have a brand new thing, but we're going to go into NFL news first while I set that up, because I forgot all about it.
Hey, check this out. For my SEL famo, y'all know we used to have the Rams here, and the Rams had their thing, and they was the, you know what I'm saying? We was the greatest show on turf.
We was.
Our man, Aaron Donald, we was the greatest show on turf, man. And we was doing our thing. Kurt Warner, Matt Bolger came in, tried to do his thing. Trunk Kennedy, who else did we have? Marshall Faulk, all that good stuff. But when it's all said and done, Aaron Donald finally retires from NFL.
Man.
Big salute to Aaron Donald, man. Leaving only one Ram offensive tackle, Rob Hevenstein, is the last Havenstein, I'm sorry, is the last St. Louis Ram.
Yeah, that German dude.
St. Louis. right.
German one word. What up,
German one word. Last one standing from the St. Louis Rams team because of Aaron Donald retiring. Also, Chase Young went to the Saints. You know what I mean? When the Saints go marching in, you know, we talk about who they and we was who that.
Yeah.
That's all I ever did was who that. I didn't find out about who they until about 2 years ago.
Till the Bengals got to the championship. Cool. And they was like, we actually had it first.
Right, right. Like, I was like, who they? Because I ain't never heard of that. I heard of who that. But I ain't never heard of who they. And so and they was back out this year. Anyhow, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields to the Steelers.
That was a good one. My bad. Go ahead, bro.
Russell Wilson and Justin Fields to the Steelers. We'll get into that a little later. How is that going to really match up, man? That's our NFL news. And then, of course, you know, the draft coming up. We got everything going on. Who's going to go first? Is it going to be my
combine
man?
Combine talk and all
that,
too.
Yeah, we got all the combine talk. We're not getting into all that because it's just too much. Yeah. Too many teams. Let me tell you something about the NFL draft, bro. The NFL draft is just entirely too long. You got seven rounds, 7 days.
This is
we saw Mr. Irrelevant, who we know Higgins. Everybody know who Higgins is. You hear his name enough. Even if you ain't never seen us live on the show.
That boy part of the show.
Higgins. He is part of the show.
Yes,
and
sir.
He does not like Mr. Irrelevant out there in San Francisco. He cannot rock with him. But that just goes to show you how long the NFL draft is. And we just don't have time for that right now. It's a lot of stuff going on. And the draft is not here yet. When we get to the draft, we'll talk about it a little more. That is your NFL news.
All right, so we're starting a brand new segment to the Not the Same podcast. We're going to do the Not the Same top three plays of the week. And Rob, as Rob will explain, it's from Wednesday to Wednesday. So don't be coming in here like, dog, that was last week or that was just yesterday. Wednesday to Wednesday. We come on every Wednesday, right?
Right.
So we're going to start the Not the Same podcast. Yes, we are not the same. Top three plays of the week. And here we go right here. We're going to do it right quick.
Pocket pick right away.
Man, who was that?
Jalen Johnson. He goes right up and over. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win.
Left hand on him.
What's up? Finish from Kyrie Irving.
In that first half, another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back. And threw it down. And one.
Yeah. Now, those are the top three plays of the week, and we're not limiting it only to the NBA, but NBA is what's popping right now. It would be football. It may be soccer. It may be baseball. It's going to be the top three plays of the week. You know what I'm saying? So that would be here every Wednesday for the Not the Same podcast. I want to salute my brother for putting together a real nice video, man. You know, Rob be on his real game, for real. And I ain't talking about R-E-A-L, but R-E-E-L. That boy be on his real game. He be handling his business. So the top three, man. Now, I'm going to say right quick, my top three player of the week, man, although that dunk that my man Anthony Edwards did was ridiculous, I'm going to go with Kyrie. My man hit a left-handed game winner on a seven-footer. Rob, what do you think your top three was? Because we didn't have it in no particular. Although it was in an order, we didn't pick who the top three.
Right. Being that I put the reel together, I think my top three is the way I put it.
My bad, brother. Excuse me.
Now give if you, you want to go props. Hold on. If you want to go disrespect, my man that put it in Reeves' mouth, that should have been number one. If you want to, hey, look, if you play basketball, you know, hey, I don't care. This is sports. If y'all can't handle it, I ain't trying to hear it.
This is not a children's show. We are adults. We are grown men. We are over 40.
Had I played the replay, the slow motion, it literally was right there, bro. That's all I'm going to say. So disrespect-wise, Austin Reeves should have been number one because he was a victim. You dig what I'm saying? Number two should have been Anthony Edwards because he put the knee in his face. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes.
That boy Kegeled on that boy. And then that's
what, what is happening, dog?
And then the Kyrie. But I can't argue with it. Kyrie and Anthony Edwards is interchangeable.
Yeah.
Left hand, the reason it wasn't number one, that's Kyrie, bro. Kyrie been doing this since Duke. Every time we look up and see Kyrie do it, like Kyrie is probably, and y'all may hate me for saying this, Kyrie is probably the most athletic point guard in the league. You know what I mean? The best dribbler, most athletic. He's a beast. Point guard, pure point guard. You know what I mean? Because he's actually playing that position. It's not like when we be talking about he's a shooting guard in a no. Kyrie is that he's the truth. So I can give you number one.
All right, man. Moving on. NBA news. The power rankings, bro.
Power rankings, man. Nuggets is number one. Even though Kyrie hit the game winner on them, they're still number one in the power rankings. Celtics are number two. Thunder, yo, shout out to the OKC Thunder, man. These young boys don't know they're supposed to be losing. They are number three on the rankings. And the Bucks. Hey, I want y'all to think about this for a minute. Are the Bucks better without Giannis? Just think about it. But they're number four. Yo, number five, the T-Wolves. Number six are the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Number seven are the Clippers. Number eight are the Mavs. Suns at number nine. And then the Cavs are number 10. But unfortunately, Donovan Mitchell is out once again. He just had some type of freakish injury. He's going to be out for another week. But the Cavs, they should be okay. They wasn't winning anything anyway. They've just been playing pretty good. That's how I feel about the Mavs as well.
All right, NCAA news. March Madness is here. The NCAA tournament literally started yesterday. And
It started yesterday with the play-in games. You know, it's a field of 64 is what we're talking about. And we got the tourney coming up. I'm going to talk about that a little more in a minute. But we do got the Not the Same podcast tourney. If you follow our social media outlets, you saw that we put out the thing for the tournament. It's free. It's prizes. I didn't say that in there, but it is prizes, cash prizes, apparel prizes. For what's going on, but the NCAA tournament started last night. You had Wagner versus Howard, and you had Virginia versus Colorado State. I don't know what went on with Virginia, but Colorado State just ran them boys out the gym. Like, they shouldn't have even been there. You dig what I'm saying? Virginia did not look like an ACC team at all. And then Howard, I was telling C after we got out the Bible study last night, man, they beat the sleeves off of Howard, and it came down to the last shot. And Howard had three chances to send this game into overtime, and they just couldn't do it. So Howard's going home. Wagner's moving on to face North Carolina. Here we go. There we go. So we got Wagner moving on to face North Carolina. I didn't put that in this particular bracket because they hadn't played yet. So I didn't update the bracket. And then on the other side, I apologize. Dang, I'm a super skeet. My bad, bro. In Colorado State, we'll be facing Texas on the other side. So that is our Not the Same podcast bracket as we talking about it. Listen, man, this is your opportunity to show us what you know. Everybody always talking about, yo, man, my brackets, and they got bracket busters. We got a whole tournament going on. You just saw Not the Same podcast bracket back up there, man. What makes that Not the Same? Because you got the field of 64, you got the field of 32, and you got the field of 16. You can enter at any three of these times and give us who you think gonna win the national championship. So if you make a bracket, it's free to enter. Make that bracket for the 64. And the more, if you keep the same bracket and your bracket intact all the way through, the bigger the prizes, the bigger the cash, the more apparel. You dig what I'm saying? So it's your opportunity. If you already subscribed, let us know. We'll send you the bracket. Show us your bracket after you fill it out, and we can go from there.
All right, like Rob said, hey, man, go and get the bracket, man. Hit us up. We'll send it to you, give you your own Not the Same podcast bracket. Fill it out. If you get right, you might win something, one word. Something real nice, too, man. We don't give them little wimpy prizes, man. We give real prizes. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, let's get into our soapbox segment.
Soapbox.
It's true. All right, this is our soapbox segment. When me and Rob go off on particular subjects for 2 minutes, we got a timer down there at the bottom that look like that. When it's over, we got a buzzer that sounds like this. As tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Let's get it.
Hey, check it out, man. Won't you put that bracket back up there for me for this Not the Same podcast soapbox, man? Just put the bracket right in the middle. It don't matter. They didn't even see my mug. They know what it is. Look, this is the most wonderful time of the year if you are a true basketball fan. You dig what I'm saying? College football need to take a little look. Check this out, man. You know what makes this so great when it comes to the NCAA tournament? No matter who you are, no matter how small you are, how big your school is, how many fans you have, you got a chance to go in and knock a one word clean in the grill and let them know you ain't playing. You ever seen Craig when he knocked out Devo? Get him, Craig. You dig what I'm saying? That's how it looks, because we always have a Cinderella story. I love the NCAA tournament because no matter what happens, it comes down to the wire. It comes down to X's and O's. It comes down to dogs in the paint playing basketball. And it don't matter how elite you may think you are. If you get some goons on the court that know how to play ball, I don't care how fundamentally sound you are, guess what's going to happen? You can mess around and lose that game. And that's why I like that. That's the very exact reason why you need to be a part of the Not the Same podcast tournament in the bracket. Fill out your brackets, man. Yes, I am pumping this. It's free. We're trying to give back to the folks who support us. You see it right here. Go ahead and DM us and let us know. If you're already watching, that means you subscribe because you got the notification. So let us know you need your bracket. Hagan's got his bracket earlier. My bracket filled out. C'll be filling his bracket out soon. Now, we ain't going to win no prizes because it's ours. I can just get my own apparel, you dig? But what about you? Go ahead and get your bracket filled out. I'm going to end early. I don't know who y'all got. I'm a Duke fan. I'm not unrealistic, but you best believe in one of my brackets that I done filled out, I got them 1-word 20. I know it's a long shot, but I got them 1-word 20 because I'm a fan. But we'll see what happens, man. It is March Madness starting Thursday. It is going down. You dig what I mean?
All right. Salute, salute, salute. All right. My soapbox is on. I forget.
You forgot.
Hold on.
We live.
What was it on? We is live. This ain't no play. Hold on. I saw Roland call me an old man. Man, I had to have some old man tendencies.
He got all the way out. He got all the way out his bag.
All the way out of pocket.
Oh, who you talking to?
Who you talking to?
Keep it pushing, in, brother.
Yeah, man, we had to go to debate for you, man. I ain't got one. Hey, Rob, you win, man. Hey, give my brother applause. I had it while you was talking and rolling through me all the way off, man.
All the way off, bro.
Let me get to this debate for you, Sid. That'd be the first and last time that ever happened, but salute to you, Roland. You get the prize of 1 word of the day, although we ain't got one. All right. This is like debate for you, say when me and Rob go back and forth over particular subjects when talking about sports. We have a timer that look like this. When it's over, we have a buzzer that sounds a little bit like this right here. All right. The first subject for tonight that we're getting into is there it is. Were the Steelers smart for getting Wilson and Fields? Were the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, smart for getting Russell Wilson and Fields? What you think, bro?
I think they were. This is nothing new, man. It may seem like, huh? Like, well, what the heck going on? But when you got a coach like Tomlin, let me tell you something. The 49ers did it with Cap and Alex Smith. Going back, the Bengals did it with Ken Anderson and Bill Moore-Esiason. Dolphins with Dan Marino and Bernie Kosar. Patriots, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady, Vikings, Randall Cunningham, Dante Culpepper, our Rams, we just got done talking about it, Trent Green, he get hurt, Kurt Warner came in, and the most recent, maybe not the most recent, but the Chargers did it with Drew Brees and then Phillip Rivers. So this is not an odd thing to have two quarterbacks and you can be interchangeable, or Russell Wilson can actually groom and mold Fields into the professional he needs to be the quarterback he needs to be. Y'all stop squatting on Russell Wilson because he's not a bum. He's a Super Bowl champion. A bum.
I think this is totally smart for this reason. Mike Tomlin got the Steelers to the playoffs last year with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett don't even play for them no more. Kenny Pickett is not a good quarterback. Both of these quarterbacks are better than the quarterback they had last year, and he got that quarterback and Mason Rudolph, which was his backup, and they was going back and forth the whole year, interchanging quarterbacks, and got them to the playoffs. Now, what you going to do with a Super Bowl-winning quarterback and a young gun that runs a whole lot, that needs just a little bit of guidance, but he's not that trash? And they got him for a six-round pick, bro. Six-round pick, dog. He was not that bad. He was not that bad.
No.
I'm sorry. He was not that bad. I understand he didn't develop the way they wanted to, and I understand that the Bears, shout out to D wherever she is, the Bears trying to get, not Chase Young, Caleb Williams from USC, and they think he's going to be the next great thing. But I think it was very smart, and it's very smart because of this main reason, Mike Tomlin. Once again, he got Kenny Pickett to the playoffs. What are he going to do with these two guys?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah. I mean, with the offense, I mean, they got a line. Like you said, he got Pickett there. They got a line. They didn't really lose anybody. They didn't give anything up. They still have draft picks. You know, so it makes – you know, this is something that they say in football a lot. It makes Pittsburgh look sexy for the veteran who want to come in, because there's still people out there. There's still running backs that hasn't been picked up yet. I know we talked about the Travis Henrys and the Saquon Barkleys and the Pollards, but there's still serviceable backs out there. There's still serviceable wide receivers out there that will be willing to go and play for Mike Tomlin, who has now not one but two quarterbacks. Because you got to remember, Fields actually did pretty good with what he had up in Chicago. You know, at first we was trashing him, but then he went on and he got a couple of wins. Same way for Wilson. When you get a coach who believes in you, you know what I mean? And then sometimes you got to have a coach that understands the culture. And what I mean by that, these are this is an older black quarterback. This is a younger black quarterback. Sean Payton don't look like us, but Mike Tomlin does. And he can relate to what Russell Wilson has going on. Not only that, think about this. Ben Roethlisberger was not athletic at all, and Tomlin got everything up out of him, bro. Every elbow, every kneecap cartilage, everything he can get up out of Roethlisberger, he did it. What you think he about to do with these two, bro?
Anyway, nah, man, I think it's a very good move, man. Honestly, I think it's a very good move. And I think Russell Wilson was highly disrespected by Sean Payton over there with the Broncos. I know he wasn't what he used to be, but Sean Payton made it his mission to embarrass him, right, last year. Russell Wilson, listen, Russell Wilson's main problem is he hold the ball too long. And he used to be able to work, get his way out of there with his athleticism. His athleticism has gone away. But he still is a very good, decent quarterback. Fields has all the athleticism. And he can throw the ball. And sometimes he don't make great decisions. How do you change all that? A good coach. Run plays that you know they can do. You know?
Yeah.
And I think Mike Tomlin is one of those type of coaches, man. I think it's going to be a good move. Will they be great? Nah. Will they win a Super Bowl? Heck nah. They ain't win no Super Bowl. But they'll be decent. Because, once again, if you was decent with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, you'll be much better with a Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, two capable quarterbacks. They ain't have a real capable quarterback since Roethlisberger retired. No, they ain't had not one since that time. You know what I'm saying?
And this offense is very, very familiar with interchangeable quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Going back between Pickett, Rudolph, who we going to do? What we going to do? How we going to do it? So, I think Russ won't have a problem. When you best believe he knew they was going to get Fields. This is about to be 100%. A good situation for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wish Jeff James was going to get his opinion.
Yeah. All right, next subject. Did the NCAA letting Virginia into a tournament was it a mistake? I meant to say was it a mistake, but was it a mistake with the NCAA letting Virginia into the tournament? What you think, Mr. Davis?
Being that they didn't really get into the tournament, they got into the play-in. It's a big difference, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I mean, let's face it. They went 13-7 in the ACC this year. And the ACC is a big conference in basketball. For those who don't really know college basketball, ACC are the likes of my Duke Blue Devils, North Carolina Tar Heels. So, I mean, they went 13-7 in that conference. They were on the bubble. And I think they really got in because – of where they play, which is in the ACC. Mm-hmm. They were 23-12 this season. Colorado State was 26-10. So Colorado State had a better team. They had a better team record. It was just in a weaker conference.
I think it was a big mistake because, like Rob was saying, there's too much conference bias within the NCAA. All the time they do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Colorado State, they won it fair and square, and there's no problem with that. But what I don't like is they favored them because they was in the ACC. That's not Duke. That's not NC State. That's not North Carolina. You know, I know Rob hate to even say North Carolina, but that's like not none of those teams. You know what I'm saying? That's not none of the teams. Virginia's style of play is horrible. Rob, I know you've seen them play
because
you're a fan of Duke. They play super slow basketball. And anytime, they are one of the only one seeds to get defeated by a 16 seed. This same team. You know what I'm saying? Because they play this weird, slow, controlled basketball style, antiquated basketball style, and they basically beat you by bleeding the clock and playing good defense. But part of their good defense is that they play so slow. You know what I'm saying? It's totally unappealing. And for the first day of the NCAA tournament, for this team to be the team out the gate, that's bad, man. It's terrible. Listen, dog, They had I think they only scored like I think it was like 14 points in the first half. Like just terrible, boy. Just
it was bad.
Paint peeling.
It was
paint
bad.
Peeling type of basketball, bro. They lost 67 to 42. They got blown out, embarrassed by Colorado State. Not Colorado. Colorado State. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, right. And again, play-in tournament. We'll talk about this a little later in the debate fuel as far as but the NCAA is smart. We dog out the football side, but basketball do the same thing. They be milking and bleeding the mess out of these schools because they know, hey, everybody want to be a part of something. And if they get into the 60, around the 64 come Thursday, that's cool. You know what I mean? But they didn't. Colorado State got there. And they play a brand of basketball like the old Indiana Hoosiers back in the Bob Knight days. Yeah. Move the ball, fundamentals. You know, look, bro, this ain't picnic baskets or whatever the peach basket. This ain't that tight no more. This is a run and gun style. Yeah. They're playing 80s basketball in the 2000s, and it's very, very unappealing.
And you got athletic players playing old basketball. It's stupid, man. Like, I do not understand it. Listen, my team, the Memphis Tigers, who did not make the tournament, went close to sniffing the tournament, blew this team out. Blew them out. You know what I'm saying? This is like Colorado State being there. They should not have been there. You know who a team that should have been in there? I think it was St. John's, coached by Rick Pitino. They had a better record. They was in a better conference, the Big East. Not a better conference, but a very comparable conference.
Basketball conference.
Big time. With the number one overall seed, which is UConn, was there. They took UConn to the brink in the Big East tournament champion, and they got left out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's plenty more worthy teams. And I think when these guys that pick the teams are tested, they have no excuse for it. They just change the rules to put in who they want to put in. Instead of, you know what they just really be saying? We like them better. Period.
Yeah.
They don't have no real standing on why they put them in. And when they do the shows on TV, nobody's really going to test them and ask them the real questions. You know, they'll get them patty cake questions. But, man, I don't think it's fair. Dog, we got 68 teams. We basically have 2 days of play-in games. The real tournament starts tomorrow. Like, you can get it right. At least get closer to get it right. Like, these folks be miles away. We thought it would be better when it went from, what was it first? 62 at first or 64? Yeah, I think it was 64 at first or whatever
it's always,
it was.
Yeah, it's always been 64, but they did the little play-in. It was 68, and it still is 68 in a sense, but they call it the play-in game. You know what I mean? To give, and I think they really did the play-in games mainly for the SBCU teams. You know what I mean? They try to let them get into it and get a better
HBCU.
HBCU teams, my fault. Yeah. The HBCU teams, so they can get in and get in that field of play and have an opportunity to get some national exposure. But, it was a bad look. Very bad look.
Totally bad look. All right, man. On to the next. Next subject. Baseball season has started today, I believe, today and tomorrow, opening days. The Dodgers spent a huge amount of money in the offseason. Are they World Series favorites? The Dodgers spent a huge amount of money in the offseason, picking up one of the best players in all of baseball, Shohei Ohtani, who literally just went across the street from the Angels to the Dodgers. But, you know, it's like going from the Clippers to the Lakers. One of them have a prestige. Other team don't really have prestige. Dodgers is a longtime great baseball team. So, are they the World Series favorites with all the money they put in the bag? What you think, bro?
Let me tell you something. When you say all the money, man, the Dodgers have spent over $1.2 billion.
Yes.
To be exact.
Mm-hmm.
$1.2 billion. Like you say, they have Ahanti,
Shohei
Yoshi. Ohtani. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. Yoshi Inoue.
Yamamoto.
Yeah, him too. Joe Kelly. Let me tell you something. They spent all this money. Last year, the Dodgers went 162 last season, finishing second in the National League behind the Braves, who won 104 games. Now, they was third overall, as far as overall. But guess what? The Rangers went 90-72 and won the championship. Mm-hmm. They are the ones who won the World Series. The Rangers, they won 90 games. Mm-hmm. You add this, and you already won 100. I can't say I'm confident that you about to win the World Series. Because all it takes is biting a sunflower seed the wrong way and you're on the IR. And you gone for about 3 to 4 weeks for a gum injury. Because we know that baseball injuries are totally different because of what you do. Because you're standing there for hours upon hours. That's why they got the clock for the pitchers. And then next thing you know, you've been standing there for 45 minutes. And then next thing you know, you're done. Why? Mm-hmm. Because your pinky toe just pulled. You dig? So you spend $1.2 billion and y'all win it. Oh, yeah, that was paid for real, literally.
No, I'm not going to say that they're going to win it. I know they put in and invested a whole lot of money, man, but I will put my money on, like, the Braves. Somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even the Orioles. You know, Orioles had a very good season last year, too, as well. I would love to say the Cardinals, but I love my city, but
no,
not yet.
We cheap.
We too cheap, man. We don't get out the farm system, we ain't winning.
We ain't winning.
We ain't spending no money in free agency. Heck nah. We're going to get one free agent. One. And that's it. But we're talking about the Dodgers right now. Should they win it? Yes. Also, man, I would look out for the Yankees. Yankees did a little investing over there, too. You know what I'm saying? And they always they got some good players. So, anyway, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but Yankees started all of this. Remember when Yankees gave Alex Rodriguez all that money?
And what's up, JT?
JT, what's going on? And we talked about they gave all that money to Alex Rodriguez, and we broke it down. Bro, we talking about $1.2 billion. You're buying a championship.
Yeah,
like, when you spend $1.2 billion, now, don't get me wrong, you better win. And if you don't, then that's foolish talk. But you know why they're not worried about it? Because they got international superstars. They got Japanese superstars on their team, which is going to bring a whole nother fan base. So they're going to get their money back. We looking at it like $1.2 billion. But they going to get their money back. I mean, look at all. Think they won 160. That's 162 games, one word, in the regular season. God, dog, they going to make their money back.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I never trust buying the championship. I just never do. I don't care what sport it is. You know, although you have the ability, the Dodgers have the ability and the Yankees have the ability. They're two big market teams, always got money, and they always try to do it, but it don't seem to work out. Now, the Dodgers have a very good team, though. They are a very, very good team. They normally have good pitching as well. But, you know, like I say, I'm not a Braves fan, but they are always steady. I will always watch out for the Braves. Always. And the Cardinals, if they get any type of talent, watch out for them too, because they make miracle runs in the postseason. They always have. They have the second amount of World Series championships next to the Yankees. You know what I'm saying?
Next to the Yankees.
You know, we know how to do it right normally, but, you know, our management ain't been that great. But this is not a Cardinals segment. But lastly, to end this segment, man, I do not think that the Dodgers will win the World Series. But they might have a decent postseason run. They might. They got too much talent, though.
They have a lot of talent. But again, injuries and baseball injuries are different. I know I was joking about the sunflower seeds. When you stand in a spot for so long and then all of a sudden you have to react, that's the reason why baseball players get hurt the way they do and how they stretch the way they – because you can't just stand idle for that long and then all of a sudden you got to jump on the ball or you got to do this. That's how you pull stuff. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens, man.
And also, they don't have a lot of off days. They play back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, yeah.
They have like two and three off days a whole month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. They play so it's a lot
ridiculous.
Of double
headers like,
and whatnot.
Pitchers pitch like what? Every five games, something like that? You know what I'm saying? They ain't pitching back to backs no more. So it's different, man. All right, next subject. NBA Impress Depress, brother. All right, we're going to start with the – we normally start with the Western Conference. Let's start with the Eastern Conference. Who are you impressed with in the Eastern Conference, bro?
I'm still impressed with the Celtics. I can't right now with the Celtics, they just winning. And I'm more so impressed with Jaylen Brown than I am with Tatum's playing.
That boy
killing. Jaylen Brown has ascended to another level. Like, he's showing why he got his contract.
Yeah. I'm going to say Milwaukee Bucks, man, just because, son, you mentioned earlier, they are winning without Giannis.
Yeah.
They look a little bit better without Giannis.
Better without Giannis, yeah.
Dame definitely looks much better without Giannis.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, you know, now, you know, they got to get it together, and I'm sure they will, and they learn how to play together, whatever, but they have been looking way better, buddy. way better without Giannis Antetokounmpo and his little funky attitude, I'm just going to say. All right, deep press in the East, bro.
Man, the Raptors on the 7-game losing streak. The Raptors blew their team up, and they brought in, you know, they brought my man from Duke back. Can't even think of my man, R.J. Barrett. They brought R.J. Barrett back home because he's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of OG Anunoby. They got rid of Siakam. They got rid of all these different players and sent them elsewhere. And I'm like, what the heck is going on up north? So, it's way, way over.
I'm going to say I'm depressed with the Washington Wizards. They are the pitiful excuse of an NBA franchise. They got Jordan Poole that got starter money. He got paid ridiculously, and he's not even starting anymore. They are such an unserious franchise. Like, they're beyond tanking. Dog, you got 11 wins, and you got a guy that literally won a championship and was a contributor to the championship with the Golden State Warriors. Yes, he took an L from taking a punch from Draymond Green, like Draymond Green's son swung on somebody else for another day. But one word in his kids, too. I don't know if you saw that, bro.
No, that boy was playing in a league
where Chris Paul was a coach, like the kids' league. Draymond's kid went and swung on some dude in the game. I guess like father, like son. That's nuts, bro. But anyway, I just think they're a pitiful excuse for a franchise right now. Now, they've been good before, but right now, it's a bad look. You shouldn't be this bad. Not this bad. The Pistons, I kind of understand that the coach is stupid. They got a new coach. They just shouldn't be that bad, man. My team played them the other week, man. I said, these are supposedly good players, and they don't care. Man. They're not giving effort. Like the Hornets are bad because of injuries. They give an effort, and they still sucking. Detroit is actually trying. They just terrible. But the Wizards, they ain't even trying, dog. They ain't even trying.
They giving up. It's just ownership. I want to say something that JD, JT said. Right. Yeah, Middleton is back. The problem
and
Teg was popping, bro. The problem with Milwaukee when we go to the West. The problem with them, Giannis doesn't move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. I've been saying this. If you've been watching the show, I have been telling you, Giannis clogs up the middle. And when he's in the game, it's the same thing. Euro step, spin, dunk. And it's not opening the floor and nobody else can get into rhythm. Yes, they won a championship. Why did they win the championship? Tim Boyle had time because they're looking for the next face of the NBA because LeBron don't have much longer. And he got a championship and a small market team. But guess who you don't hear about anymore? The Greek Freak. Mm-hmm. Not at all. You don't really hear about them. You are hearing about the Joker as we go into the West Impress and Depress.
All right, brother, and I agree with what you're saying. Impress in the West, bro.
As of right now, it's the Thunder. And I know the Thunder and Nuggets are tied for number one, but it's the fact that the Thunder are good and getting even better, and they don't know any better. A young team, this Thunder team reminds me of the KD, Harding, and Westbrook team. They really, only difference is they're unselfish and willing to play with each other.
Yes. Yes, they remind me of that team, but I don't think they are as good. I would say
I won't put them there.
Have one superstar, and they have a bunch of good role players. Jalen Williams, very nice, but he ain't superstar nice. You know what I'm saying? My impress in the West, man, I'm gonna go with the Denver Nuggets, man. They are in championship mode right now. They have turned the switch on. They are a problem. And look, they was in a great game last night. I couldn't go to sleep like I wanted to watching them against the Timberwolves. It was a great game, and that boy Anthony Edwards is a problem.
Anthony Edwards is different, bro.
But Jokic is extra different. Now, Anthony Edwards is different, athletic different, and Anthony Edwards is learning to take over games with his athleticism and skill at the same time at a young age, and he is going to be a problem for years to come. But Jokic, that boy on a whole nother level. Trust me, MVP is wrapped up.
Wrapped up, dog.
Signed, sealed, delivered, put it in a crisp under the Christmas tree, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, Hager said, as long as they got get it, I'd never be impressed with hey, brother.
Yeah, yep.
I fully agree. That boy didn't take no punishment. Back to the subject at hand, man. I'm very, 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 very impressed with the Nuggets, and their role players is playing very good. And Michael Porter Jr. came through and in, dropped like 18 in the fourth quarter.
He's
scoring like that along with the other ones, they're going to be very hard to beat. They're already hard to beat. All right, deep press in the West, bro.
I got to say it, man. Warriors, I know all good things have to come to an end, but Klay coming off the bench and they 5-5 in their last 10. Yeah. I feel bad for the Warriors, man, because they tried to stay loyal. I give them this. They're loyal to their core, but they're loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
They should have traded Klay at the deadline because now he's coming off the bench. And here it is, he getting 20 and we excited.
Yeah.
20 off the bench still ain't resulting in wins, man. Warriors, I'm depressed with.
All right, I'm going to say this. I am depressed with the Phoenix Suns. Yes, they are in the play-in, but I'm depressed because you are in the play-in.
Yeah,
you have Kevin Durant. You have Bradley Beal from the STL. Salute, Chaminade. I believe that's where he went to. And also, you have Devin Booker. You have literally, positively, two Hall of Famers on your team. And you are in the play-in. Now, I understand the excuse for the Lakers. They're old. You know what I'm saying? AD body is the same age as LeBron's age. Right. You know what I'm saying? That man been hurt so much, his body is caught up with LeBron age, and LeBron is superseding his age and playing good. But they have an excuse for being where they are. They are old. Their role players is not that good. Why do the Suns, they don't totally suck, but they suck bad enough that they may not make the playoffs. And they shouldn't even be in the question. And you see what's happening in the NBA right now. In the NBA, I'm going to say this, we're going to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. And all us NBA fans, look, if you're a real fan, you're ready for this and you'll be happy with this. But if you are a fair weather fan, football fan, more so than basketball fan, which means you end up liking just the big market teams and you don't really like the superstars, a.k.a. LeBron and Steph, get ready and buckle up because they finna go home and it's about to be over. And you better get used to these new stars. Ant-Man, Ja, what's the man for the Oklahoma City?
Wemby,
all SGA, these folks. SGA, yeah, Luka, all these folks. Yeah. It's their time. Look at the standing. The standings in the West is already proving it. At the top, Oklahoma, Denver, Minnesota. The Pelicans up there. The Kings up there. All those teams are ran by young players. The old dudes finna come out. The oldest dude in that top five right there is Jokic, under 30. It's changing, bro. And if you're an NBA fan, get used to it. If you only love the NBA because you thought LeBron was your GOAT and you have good reason to believe that, I'm not finna argue with that. Respect. He has had a great career. My man is close to me and Rob's age. He's very, very close. We on the same street, dog. This means it's going to be wrapping up. I know he is a... he is a medical marvel. One of his super, he's like Wolverine of basketball. He don't get hurt a lot. You know what's happening to him now? Did y'all see the movie Logan?
Right.
All of a sudden, them bullets start hurting. You know, now you saw Wolverine the Origins. Oh, no, it didn't hurt as much. Think about Logan. It was hitting different. They had to make two clones to whoop that dude, but it was over. And at the end of the day, he was buried in a ditch with a cross on top of him. Salute to Logan. But still, it was over. They're close to the end. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that. So for the fair weather fans, this is going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard for you because you have to learn somebody new. You know, you have to like somebody that's not the same charismatic as what's his name. You have to like Ant-Man, who is totally a one word. So much a one word in his post-game interview, he literally said the one word on live TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He Shout different. He's the same guy that was eating Popeyes in the room after the game. He's a one word. And the new stars ain't all crispy and cut clean no more. It's different.
Yeah.
And y'all going to have to accept it. This should have been my soapbox. But listen, NBA fans, you're going to have to accept this. Everybody's not perfect no more. Everybody not squeaky clean no more.
Not you know, on social media.
Back in the day, it was Al Iverson. It was the one dirty dude and everybody else was undercover. And everybody, well, we know he dirty, but we like him. Nah, it's a bunch of them now. Y'all going to have to take them as they is. Y'all going to have to take them as they is.
Take that.
All right, man, next subject. And then we're going to get up out of here. All right, next subject right here, man. Is the NIT any different from the number of bowl games played? Is the NIT any different from the number of bowl games played or like the playoffs, basically? Go ahead, bro.
It isn't, because at the end of the day, money talks, and you know what runs a marathon.
Watch and yourself, bro. Watch yourself.
Hey, I ain't going to say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't. And the marathon right now is college basketball. You dig what I'm saying? Because we know the NIT, it's not the National Invitational Tournament. It's not in the tournament. That's what the NIT really stand for. You're not in the tournament.
They're not invited tournament.
But check this out. We talked about St. John should have had Virginia's spot to get on a serious note. St. John has the, and I didn't know that until today. I had to look it up for the question. St. John has the most NIT championships with 5. These one words been to a total of 15 semifinals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they only have 2 national championships.
Yeah.
So St. John has pretty much settled in to say, yo, this is our tournament. Mm-hmm. We win this. We do this. You dig what I mean? And this is equivalent. What we're talking about, I did a whole soapbox on how many bowl games. You get a bowl. You get a bowl. It's no different for the NIT. And I'm serious about this because teams like Kentucky has done it. Teams like North Carolina has done it where they went to the NIT. Most teams with those big pedigrees, those big time programs, we ain't coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're not coming. We're not going. Mm-hmm. This is an embarrassment. You dig what I'm saying? Go ahead. See, I got more on this.
And right now this year, a lot of teams rejected it. Said, no, we ain't going to NIT. It's like 9 to 10 of them. So much so, former coach Tom Crean, which is one of the analysts for college basketball, went off and he was mad. You know, you should do this and you shouldn't be doing that. Look, dog, at the end of the day, this is how the NIT should go for me, in my opinion. The NIT, the winners of those conference championships who had such a terrible record and didn't get the automatic invite, or the person that was in a conference championship, like, for example, a small Horizon League, and you got the winner that goes to the tournament and the other one don't go. The person that lost may have had a better record NCAA-wise, but they couldn't go because, you know, they weren't in a good enough team or a good enough tournament, a good enough conference.
Conference, yeah.
Right. Those guys should go to the NIT so the NIT can still be competitive. That's what I think because that's what they used to do. The conference losers went automatically. Now it's a draft and dudes say they ain't going to go. And, you know, some teams have too much pride. Kentucky, they went, I think, early in Calipari's career just to do it. But then you ain't finna see Kentucky over there. My team, we rejected. No, man, we ain't going over there. Nah, my team, I don't want to coach this team no more. That's a whole nother subject for people in Memphis. That my team's trash. But I'm saying certain teams ain't interested in doing it. But I think we should make it some type of center for it to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just any old team. And some people should have pride. I will say this, though. If you knew you sucked and you know you really didn't belong in the tournament, go on, go to the NIT. Don't be talking about, man, we too good for this. Well, you wasn't too good. You was too bad. That's why you ain't going.
That's why you ain't going.
Regular tournament. But if you knew you wasn't good enough, go on to go. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, bro.
I like what Hagan said. Hagan's stupid.
St. John treated NIT like the Lakers used the NIT season tournament. Yeah,
that's true. But I will say this about St. John. You don't get to 15 semifinals by squatting on the NIT tournament. At least they going with their head held high. You dig what I'm saying? Big programs who have won it at least once. Purdue has won an NIT championship. Kentucky and North Carolina. You know what I mean? They have won it. And they could have went to the NIT that year because I don't know what year they went. It could have been because of injury. It could have been of any of that. But what I'm saying is this is no different, folks. All those bowl games, this NIT thing is to keep the money going. I think the lackluster of the NIT is going to come in now, you have NIL deals. Mm-hmm. So this could make or break it. You know what I mean? Some people are not going to these tournaments and playing in these tournaments because my draft gonna get hit. My brand might get hit. Mm-hmm. But if the NIT deal put an incentive in there, see if NCAA is smart, go to these put it in there, whether they make it to the tournament or not.
Yeah.
If they need to push to go to the NIT because this can further their NIL deal. And these kids would be like, yo, coach, yo, we want to go play for pride when they really playing for dollars. But that's my thing. It's no different from the million bowl games that's played, man. It's the same thing. It's a money game.
Okay, quick conversation we'll have right quick, just off the top of my head about college basketball. First one on NIL deals. NIL deals are sponsored or financed not by schools but by collectives. So basically collective of alumni and people who love the school. They put money into a pot and they give it to these players. And supposedly, they're supposed to be doing like a State Farm commercial or a local commercial. I don't know, like a local car dealer here. Whatever.
Bomarito or something.
Yeah, Bomarito or something. They're supposed to do commercials like that. They get paid. It equals an NIL deal. My suggestion, what I think they should do, cut all that out. Let the school pay them. Like the old day. Back in the day, when schools were getting in trouble, they was getting in trouble because the school was paying them. Right. Look, make them employees, period. Because you are making all kind of money off their back. And the NIL deals, you got these players kind of playing playing only for that, like Rob was saying. So you got, if it's from the school, then it's a literal contract. In your contract, you play this game. If we go to NIT, you got to play this game, blah, blah, blah. If you fulfill your terms of the contract, you get this total at the end, and you get this throughout the season. Do something like that, I think it'll be better, and it takes all the pressure off these people putting these collectives together, and you can lay out the terms of the deals where all these people ain't skipping. Like with Kansas right now, there's a player, they superstar player, supposedly hurt, and Bill Self just said, first he was talking about, yeah, we hope to get him back by the tournament. Then he just said, nah, he done. And they was like, he coming back by the end. What if y'all make it to the Final Four? He done. Bill Self basically said, I'm tired of this one word. Skip him.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that. I think that he's been out so long, he's just not in basketball shape. Now, I'm going to tell you what ended up happening. He's tired of him. But I believe my man said this, look, I'm entering the draft, and if I have a horrible tournament, that could potentially drop my draft stock. Right now, I'm a lottery pick. I play in this tourney, and I ain't played in 2 months, and I look bad. Nah, I ain't got time for it. People are looking for the NIL deal. Like I said, they need to put a cap on it. They really need to put a cap on NIL deals because it's through the roof. And it's outrageous. Because you got folks like Bronny James making millions.
Mm-hmm.
And this man should be making maybe thousands.
Is he even starting? I don't even think he starts.
No. Right. But that's the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
I saw something interesting, and I know we kind of swayed off, but it's our show, and we got 10 minutes. They talked about Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, when he played for UCF. Yep. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
His stats look very similar to Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
And we see what happened.
Right.
In order for him to make the NBA and become a legend, he had to smash a legend's ex-wife. You dig what I'm saying? I don't want that for Bronny. But all I'm saying is these NIL deals is going off of the name, because you got to remember, companies sign these deals to make money. You are an ambassador. Yep. You have charisma. You have pizzazz. Mm-hmm. So if you give it to the school, see, the only problem I see about that, now it becomes, well, why is he better than me?
That's true.
You know what I mean? When it's an outside commodity or an outside company saying, look, let me do this, I'm going to give you that, then it becomes the big head factor, i.e. Reese. You know what I mean? I ain't about to help my team. Angel Reese is who I'm talking about.
Right.
I ain't about to help my team. Bang, shoot. I'm a brand.
Yep.
I gotta watch my image. Stuff like that, bro.
All right, man. Last thing, man, before we get up out of here. So, of the one seeds in the men's conference, who you think gonna fall first? And I pick two: Purdue or Houston.
Houston.
You think Houston?
And this is the reason why Houston gets 3-point happy. They get trigger happy. Mm-hmm. Whenever Purdue starts tripping, and Purdue got last year. If you look at the commercial for our bracket, one of those games that's in their plan is the Purdue game that they actually lost. But what Purdue will do when they not hitting their shots, they put it back down in the hole, brother. They start going. They start banging in the paint, getting close to the basket, then kicking it back out. Houston get trigger happy.
Yeah.
They launching.
I'm going to say Houston, not because of what you said, but only because it literally happened to Purdue last year, and they're going to be trying to avoid that. You know what I'm saying? They literally got caught by Fairleigh Dickinson last year.
Yeah,
you know,
brother.
No name team put them out. And I think they're going to be playing with a different energy. Like, nah, dog, we ain't taking nobody lightly. We're going to go on try to get up about 25 and get these dudes on up out of here, whoever they got to play. You know, I think they're going to have a different energy than that. Houston, they've been in these, they've been close to the Final Four for the last 5-6 years. They just went to the Big 12 and took over. You know what I'm saying? Basically had the number one record in the league there. You know what I'm saying? So I think they coming in with a different swag, but it showed, like in that championship game, they can get caught because they got stumped in that championship game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
they look lost in that Iowa State.
Yeah.
Beat the sleeves off them
beat
boys.
The sleeves
I watched
off
that.
Of.
I watched that game. It was like, okay, they gonna come back, and what happened? They got trigger happy.
Yep.
But we in the tournament, and this is why I say it's the most wonderful time of the year if you're a basketball fan. Higgins, to your point, if he does, he winning on both ends regardless. We ain't
I ain't gonna put that up, but
I ain't gonna put it up there.
Y'all
but
heard
Higgins,
it.
If he does, yo, salute my guy. But he likes baked chicken, not fried. But anyway,
you know what, brother? You know what? On that note, dog, I'm getting too free on here, dog. Get a little too free on this show, dog.
I'm just saying, Friday like baked chicken, he don't like fried chicken. Anyways, have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast. How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Look, man, we appreciate y'all sliding through. That's definitely one way to be a blessing. Even if you didn't talk and you were sneaking a peek, we appreciate you. But hit that like, subscribe, and notification button. And after you do that, take a screenshot of it. Send it to us so you can get into this bracket and you can do this tournament. Look, man, the tournament starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you don't turn it in, we ain't mad. We can keep our cash. We can keep our apparel. It don't matter. We know a couple of brackets out there. Won't you be the next? You dig what I'm saying? You can also hit our Not the Same Podcast Cash App, Cash Sign, Not the Same Podcast, notthesamepodcast.com/support. If you have not seen the shows, we did the Bible show, Bible study last night. Great Bible study. You know, keeping the main thing the main. Part one, part two coming in 2 weeks.
Yes,
and
sir.
We also have, you know, our Faith and Music show tomorrow with a special guest.
Yes.
So, y'all, these are ways that you can actually tune in, support, and, you know, help us 2-1 words out here, man. We appreciate y'all.
Like Rob said, we had our Faith and Music show with our special guest tomorrow, as well as the latest and greatest of CHH and positive music. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And, hey, man, we'll be back, man. With that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We out, man. We'll see y'all later.
Showing out, that's why we flexing.